USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking with reporters in New Jersey, President Trump says Israel has every right to deny visitation by Michigan's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Minnesota's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
What they've said is disgraceful, so I can't imagine why Israel would let them in, but if they want to let them in, they can.
The president continues about the two Democratic representatives.
They are very anti-Jewish and they're very anti-Israel. I think it's disgraceful, the things they've said. You have lists of, this isn't just a one-line mistake. What they've said about Israel and Jewish people is a horrible thing.
Attorney William McSwain believes Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is creating a culture of disrespect that contributed to the shooting of six police officers on Wednesday. McSwain represents the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are doing well after escaping a plane crash in eastern Tennessee late Thursday afternoon. Airport manager Dan Colgan told a local TV station that the Cessna Citation ran off the end of the runway and caught fire. Paper money and coins are getting less and less use in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some of the new survey results.
About half of consumers say they still use cash for small purchases, but creditcards.com says its latest survey finds more and more are turning to credit cards even for those purchases of $10 and under. Among U.S. adults in the latest survey, 16% say they usually pay with credit cards now for those small purchases, and that's up from 12% who said the same last year. Among people who have credit cards that come with rewards, such as cash back or miles, the share is 26%, up from 23% last year.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a lot of bad things going on in the world, from the mass murders taking place in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, to what recently happened in Philadelphia. And then even regarding the Philadelphia story, the cops were pelted with objects and taunted during the standoff with a criminal who was trying to shoot and kill as many police officers as he could. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Mike Donahue. He's author of a new book titled Finding God's Life for My Will. Now, he's also the lead singer of the Christian rock band 10th Avenue North. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to play our part in making the world a better place.
I think Christians would make a lot more headway if they stopped trying to change the world and they just tried to actually love the people in their personal world. Like, what if it actually started with forgiving your family members? What if you, like, started as close as you could and then worked your way outward instead of, like, pointing your finger over in Arizona somewhere and then working back toward your family? I think this contagious statistic that Campus Crusade, they always put this out, they said if every Christ follower discipled one person every year, then in 42 years or something, every single person in the world would know Jesus. And I just think, I think there's always going to be terrible things happening. Last I checked, we live in a fallen world. But I also think the really beautiful things that are happening don't get as much coverage as they should.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.